Again, it'll be broken apart again because it depends on the ministry. For example, the Ministry of Justice's job is essentially to control foreigners at all times to make sure they don't break the law. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for example, sees on foreigners as a method of cultural exchange, not just with the JET program, but also to send people overseas to make sure that that diplomacy wins out. Somebody like the Munkasho, the Ministry of Education, has a very definite plan of making sure that Japanese in schools are brought up to be Japanese to serve the state's interests. Of course, that's what education is for, to make sure the national narrative is preserved, and that national narrative does indeed include monocultural, monoethnicity. And also the Ministry of Education is having trouble recognizing ethnic schools as real schools in this society. It's done some, but not for all, and not for most even. There is, if you want to talk about, for example, the Ministry of Finance, they see foreigners as foreign exchange and bringing people over here to make money off the markets They could be a bit more liberal about it. If you want to talk about the, Kuo Sei Show, the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare, they see there's a real mixed bag right there, because not only are certain agents within, agents as in, actors, not only are certain actors within the ministry seeing that, okay, well, we've got to take care of these people as human beings, other ones are seeing them as, laborers and work units. And, METI is seeing, foreigners coming in to resolve a labor shortage. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to look at the foreign angle when it comes to the government. And it's very difficult to say exactly which way government policy is swinging. Politicians, for example, if you look at the LDP, of course, they're going to be representatives of the status quo. But there are people within the LDP, such as Kon Otaro, who has said, the whole visa system right now, trainees and researchers, is a swindle. He called it that, Ikasama. He called it that in December of 2006. There are people in DPJ that see that foreigners should have the right to vote. Permanent residents should. There are certain people out there that want non-Japanese in society because it helps them. I mean, for example, Komeito is very pro-foreigner. Especially if they're members of the church. But, when you give me a simple question, you'll get an essay back, because there is, it's like the NBC symbol, full color plumage on the peacock. You're going to, if you don't approach this idea with this question with a certain degree of sophistication, you're going to blind yourself to the way the debate is moving. And that's really the best answer I can give you, short and orally. How's that?